You as well. It'll take us to number 22. Director Kirschman, are you doing the non-resident archery deer and antelope update?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So I wanted to give you a quick update on where we are with the conversation and discussion in respect to the petitions that South Dakota Bowhunters Incorporated brought a few months back, looking at non-resident archery deer and antelope on hunting opportunities. When we had our last conversation again, we told you that we would be putting information together, bring folks together to have conversations, to bring alternatives to you at your December commission meeting, and that is still what our plan is. What we're doing right now is we are literally at the tail end of finalizing a public input form that we are going to send out to both deer and antelope hunters. It's a short one pager that has probably a handful of questions. Want to get some baseline information, get some perspectives from our deer and antelope hunters out there on questions such as, or areas focusing on, you know, what are you seeing? Do you think the number of hunters are right? Are there too many? Are there too few, both on public land and private land? Looking at asking a few questions of where do you hunt slash harvest your deer and antelope? Is it on public land, private land? The reason for doing this is we want to gather input and perspective from all of our deer and antelope hunters. Certainly, we understand from the petitions that were brought forward of the concerns that were expressed, in particular, that competition and pressure on public lands, and also the concerns about the mule deer harvest. So we're putting together this, I'll call it again, a public input form. We went back and looked at unique deer and antelope hunters over the past 3 years, whether they actually received a license or even applied for a license, and we're going to be sending that to them. Our plan is to implement that, honestly, next Tuesday and get that out, and that'll be available. It'll be online only. And we're going to give folks about two and a half weeks to respond to that so we can tally that information, and that will help us better understand the overall perspective and perception from all of our deer and antelope hunters out there. We will then, at the same time that we have that out there and receiving that information, again, that'll be online, we are working on putting together a stakeholder group, probably somewhere between 15, 20 individuals, groups, entities. Once we get, I would say, a fair collection of what we believe it looked like, we will share that with you before we do a formal invite and bring those folks together. We want to use the information we collect from the public input. We have some ideas that you have shared with us. We have some ideas that have been generated internally, and we have some ideas that have come from externally as well, that we'll put all those together and then work with the stakeholder group to talk about those and see what other ideas are out there as well, to ultimately bring it down to that 3 to 4 to 5 options that we will bring to you in December to have those conversations about and then put it out for public input again. So it's going to be a rigorous, fast-paced process over the next couple of months, but we will get that public input out starting next week, again, running for about 2 to 2.5 weeks, somewhere in there. We're not going to let it go real long because typically when you send something out, you get the majority of responses right away, right out of the gate. We'll send another reminder, but we're not going to be doing follow-up postcards and all those things like we do on major survey work that we do. This will be a little bit different approach, but similar concept. So that is our plan right now. That's what we have in the works. It will be a lot of work. We have folks that have contacted us already expressing interest to be in the stakeholder group. We want to have a fair distribution of people on that. In fact, I had a conversation with a gentleman just the end of last week from Missouri that said, hey, I'd love to be on there as a non-resident hunter and share my perspective. So the word is out there. People are extremely interested in this. And at some point, we'll have to cut that list off, right, for a stakeholder group. We can't have it 50 people. We may never get anywhere. But we'll do our very best to try to put together a good cross-section of folks that have interest in this and to pull together some of those alternatives and options to bring to you in your December meeting. So that's where we are right now. And I would sure try to answer any questions that you may have or any other comments you'd like to share as we continue through this process.
Anybody have any questions for Tom? Seems like an aggressive timeline. I know that the sands are falling through that hourglass. Is, you know, we need to bring something back by the December meeting. So once you get the surveys, line up those folks, or do you intend to have one or two in-person or virtual? I guess I don't understand.
Our intent, Commissioner, would be to have in-person meetings on this. I mean, we'll certainly understand when we generate that stakeholder group. If somebody can't make it, we'll do our very best to accommodate virtually. But I think, quite honestly, to have the most robust, best conversations would be in person on this particular topic, because we know there's going to be some differences of opinions on this. And so I would anticipate we'll have a couple of meetings. But when we do bring them together, we're going to be really to the point and working very focused on alternatives and options. We're really going to be focusing on that issue of that non-resident deer and archery. It's not going to be expanding to all these other facets of deer hunting, although we know that some of those things are going to come up. But those alternatives will include from license types to structure approach to, you know, the conversation been brought up about some type of unit allocation, all those things. That would all be part of those conversations with that stakeholder group. And again, once we bring alternatives, that will then be incumbent upon you and working with us to figure out what do we put out there then as potential public input for final action by the commission then this winter, so that we have it in place moving forward. So you're right, it will be aggressive. There will be a lot of intense conversations, but we know that there has to be some adjustments or some actions taken, and we'll have some alternatives for your consideration in December.
Great, thank you. Any other questions or Tom? Okay. Go ahead,
Commissioner. Yeah, thank you. Well, the full intent is that we would get this done in time for the 23 season. Is that correct?
Correct.
Clarify that.
Yes.
Thank you.